This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Joanne Jenkins. How are you, Joanne?
Good, thank you.
And Joanne is the CEO of AARP. You've probably seen her on football games. You probably are a member yourself. But AARP is doing something completely different that in the leadership space was transformational for me. So first we're going to talk about what they're doing right now. Then we'll talk a little later about AARP and the transformation and disrupt aging and partnerships, and as well as Joanne's leadership philosophy. But so for right now, Joanne, AARP has been driving something that no one else has really at that level. You're at the center, which is a multi-generational workforce. Could you explain what that means?
Absolutely. So we've been looking at what we call the future of work for a number of years, and with this whole idea that many of our members at AARP are wanting to stay in work, either because they can't afford to retire financially or because they find meaning and purpose in staying active and involved in the workplace. And so we have been looking at what the future of work is going to look like if, in fact, people are going to live till their late 80s, early 90s, and how will this change work? Not just for young people or middle-aged people or older people, but how are companies and organizations going to have to adapt when they are going to have, you know, four and in some cases five generations in the workplace at the same time? And so our approach has really been to really try to test and model out, and in fact here at AARP we already have four generations in the workplace working at AARP, but to just see how teams will show up differently when they have people working at different age levels within the organization. And so it's been very insightful and very helpful, particularly at a time when the country appears to be at full employment, when we see shortages in areas of work like in healthcare and in education space, and how will companies have to adapt and change in order to retain workers, because we know that millennials and younger workers are more apt to change jobs, you know, every 3 to 4 years, because that's the way they like to experience work. So we know that companies are going to have to adapt the way they recruit, retain, and ultimately try to keep employees in the workplace longer.
Joanne, you mentioned that you already have four generations at AARP and that you're testing this out. What have you found from the test of the dynamic at the workplace? Does it work? Does it not work? The rough spots, how is it working?
Well, I think it's been very helpful to us because many of the people who work here at AARP work here because they believe so passionately in the mission of what we do here for our 38 million members. One of the conversations started as I was speaking to our class of interns. So we normally hire 200 to 300 interns every summer that come in and participate anywhere from data analytics to our video conferencing to the innovation lab to working on health issues or our financial issues. And what one of the gentlemen in the class said to me is, "Mrs. Jenkins, I love AARP. This has been terrific. But most of your jobs require 10 to 15 years experience. How can we enter into the workforce?" Which actually got us to step back and think and work with human resources to say, absolutely, that's right. If we're going to bring these young people into our organization in the summers, there ought to be career ladders for them to come in. And so we've actually made those kind of changes here in AARP ourselves. And our average age of employee here at AARP, I think, is somewhere about 47. And so this was sort of an aha moment for me personally to hear directly from some of these college students who were here, who were intrigued in the work that we're doing. And so we have really been developing, particularly we see in the younger worker, the use of technology and that they have really been growing up with this technology and pairing them with an older, more experienced in content worker, so that they can see how they can share their information and content out to the broader public. That's the likely between, technology and experience of how you tie them together. But we're also seeing, here at AARP, when you think about membership organizations, you know, what does the word membership mean to somebody who might be 50 plus versus what it means to somebody who might be in their 20s or 30s? You think about, American Express says, you're a member of AARP. You know, that they consider that a membership organization in the same way that AARP considers our members a member of our organization. But the expectations of how you're going to receive that membership or what you get from that membership changes with companies, changes with organizations, and really the experience and the expectation of the customer has changed dramatically as well. And so having those multiple generations in the workplace at the same time really allows us to meet the customer's needs where they are and receive us in the way they want to receive.
That's interesting. I know one of the early adopters that I saw was Build-A-Bear, and they were telling me how they had most of their workers were either teenagers or more than teenagers, very young, or grandmothers. And the two of them connected, and it built this new dynamic. Do you have any examples of companies you've heard about who've been working with who have really brought a multi-generation, and it's had great results?
Well, I think about in the education field, certainly we've seen this within school systems where you have new teachers coming into the school systems, paired them with older, more experienced teachers, and how do you approach visual learning differently from those, you know, than the other aspects of learning in the classroom. I think that's important. We certainly looked at some of the technology companies, about how technology is used by different age groups and the expectations. We know that as an older person, that colors that are difficult to read from are gray backgrounds or that white background. And yet you think about the kind of technology, or you looking at your iPhone or cell phone, most of that background is gray. And so having multiple generations in some of these technology test sites, I think, is important so that the user experience is different depending on what the customer wants to receive.
Now, there is a word that I actually learned from you, which was returnship, and that's about people. There's a lot of women who, more women than men, but there are a lot of people, but who want to go back to work, they have skills, and yet it's hard because they're older. What have you seen happen in that area?
Well, this whole idea of how do you return to the workplace or returnships, we stopped using the name American Association of Retired People some 15, 16 years ago as sort of an acknowledgement that almost 40% of our members are no longer retired. They're continuing to work. And so we also see that a lot of the larger U.S. companies are looking at this idea of people retiring and then coming back, or as you use the word returnship, coming back into the workforce for a specific task or specific duty. And we're seeing great strength in that of having older, more experienced workers serve as mentors to younger business people coming into the organization. And even here at AARP, what we've seen from our employees, we've actually instituted sort of a phased retirement program because a lot of our employees were retiring and then coming back a year later saying, actually, you know what? I didn't want to retire. I just needed a break. And so we now have instituted a sort of 5-year phased retirement program if employees want to use that to sort of test what does retirement look like to be able to do it. At the same time, they've been able to come back and help and be paired with a younger person in the workplace who might not understand the culture, who might need a little more mentoring around business models and partnerships development. And we've seen firsthand the impact that that's had on our organization.
Okay, we're about to take a break. We are with Joanne Jenkins, the CEO of AARP. Your website is?
AARP.org.
There you go. When we come back, we're going to talk more about how CEOs could work with this, and as well as your leadership philosophy. Back in a few.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms. forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Reese. We're back on the CEO Show, and we're here with Joanne Jenkins, the CEO of AARP. We're talking about a transformational leadership concept called the five-generational workplace, and this is the next phase of work. So we spoke about that to CEOs who are listening in, who are reading this. What advice, what are the steps that the CEO should take to build a multi-generational workforce?
Well, certainly as we think about the future of work and, you know, what it takes to build this multi-generational workforce, we really have to look at what are our employees needing, what's going on in their personal lives, how do we need to adapt how we would traditionally approach employment to a different look and feel. And so some of the things that we've been looking at is, you know, work locations, different kinds of compensation models, really looking at the issue of caregiving. So many of our older as well as our younger employees are having caregiving duties, whether on the younger end for children and infants, or either they're in a place where they're taking care of a parent or a family member to be able to do it. And so you see a lot of flexibility in how we need to approach this. Robert, you were a part of our What the Future of Work Looks Like conference in early June of this past year, and along with the panel that you moderated for us, you know, when we had representatives from BlackRock, from Morgan Stanley, thinking about how the future of work is going to look differently. But we also had panel members who were young CEOs and talking about how they're tackling issues in the workplace and how they're servicing their employees so that they stay at the company longer. And we all know that a employee who stays in the workplace really becomes more experienced and much more valuable to us as employers. And so it's been a wonderful opportunity to bring experts from all over the world to think about what the future of work is going to look like and how we can pair and learn from each other around the world what this is going to seem like if, in fact, you have four and five generations workplace at one time.
Joanne, this is exciting. I want to shift now to another part, which is the transformation of AARP. And you joined in 2010. You became CEO in 2014. It's an organization, frankly, I used to think of, oh, I dread getting my AARP. That means I'm old. And there was a whole shift in terms of now it's people from 50 on. It's relevant. It's making people live the way they want to be as human beings, as individuals. And it's helping everyone. You coined the term disrupt aging. You wrote the best-selling book, Disrupt Aging. By the way, I urge everyone to read that phenomenal book. You'll learn stuff you've never learned about it. But just talk through how you transformed an organization, which I believe has like 60,000 volunteers and a couple of thousand employees, to be a real driver of society in America.
Well, thank you, Robert. Absolutely. I think 50 is 50 and 60 is 60, and it's okay. And it looks very different than it did for our parents or our grandparents growing up. And what we've been observing here at AARP is that people are living healthier and longer across the board. Now, there are some pockets where that is not the case, but the majority of people are living longer and healthier and eating healthier and allowing them to live well into their 80s and 90s. In fact, they tell me in through our research that a 10-year-old child today has a 50% chance of living to be 104.
And wow.
So how, for a European organization that focuses on people over the age of 50, how do we start thinking about what will people do with 20 or 30 extra years of life? And for me, disrupt aging is about changing that perception of aging and not being judging people by a certain number, so that at 50 you're supposed to do this or 65 you're supposed to do this. And so many of the people that I work with and that I come in contact with are telling me the same thing, that, hey, they're feeling really good in their 60s and really want to stay involved. And they want to participate. And so I'm glad that you're seeing how AARP is changing, and it's really a reflection of what our members are telling us that they want to do with their 50-plus life. You know, our members are all over the age of 50. And if, in, you know, there are roughly 110 million people in this country who are over the age of 50, 38 million of those are AARP members. But if this group were a country, it would be the third largest economy in the country behind the U.S. and China. People over the age of 50 generate $7.6 trillion of annual economic activity.
Wow.
For this country. And so we want to really push that message, particularly to other corporations, to the media, of how they perceive and present what old looks like.
Okay.
And I think that we're trying to change that.
Okay. I have two important questions, and we only have 2 minutes. One question. In 1 minute, codify all of your leadership philosophy. Hard one. Hard one.
Well, I think that my leadership philosophy has always been around trust, that people, you need to build trust. I think that's part of who I am, that I don't say things that I don't mean, and if you ask me an answer, I'm not the one to come to if you want me to tell you what you want to hear versus what I think you need to hear. And so I think that if you talk with any of our employees or any of the people that I work with, I think being authentic and being trustworthy and being transparent is at the core of my leadership style. And I always say that I think my biggest job is to really help people achieve more than what they ever thought possible, to help to remove the barriers in the workplace so that they can do their best work. And I think that's what we thrive on here at AARP, because we know we have to continuously be innovative and innovate in order to meet the needs of our members, not just today, but well into the future.
On that note, you have 30 seconds left. What is your vision for America?
So really, this is at this point in our history, coming from someone who's been involved not just here in Washington, but really talking to people all over the country. I think, how do we create that sense of decency and respect for others who we live with, who we live around? How do we build out communities all across this country so that they are ageless, that we have the young and the old, all centered and focused together, and that we are building communities that help people thrive throughout the course of their life.
There you have it. Joanne, wonderful speaking with you again and being on the CEO show.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Everywhere I go.
this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Randy Day. How are you, Randy?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me.
And Randy is the CEO of Purdue Farms. Everyone has heard of Purdue Farms, but this is a company right now, over $6 billion, 20,000 employees, and you've had a brand for 50 years, but the company's really been around 100 years. How do you stay relevant?
Yeah, we've been around for 100 years in 2020. That'll be our big anniversary. So the way we stay relevant is really the way we started. We engage with consumers, customers. We understand what they want, what they need, what they think they need, and we try and accommodate them. And that's how really Frank started the business, and that's how he launched the brand.
Well, let's talk about this. Frank Purdue became iconic when you'd see him on TV when I grew up. Talk, what was the real inside story with how he took the business and grew it to become a mega brand?
Well, the brand was launched 50 years ago, 1968. And prior to launching the brand, Frank went to New York and Boston and spent about 16 weeks interviewing butchers and distributors to find out what is it you want in chicken. And we have his original notes. And he asked all these wonderful questions like, tell me about the box label. What do you want on the label? How much ice coverage do you need? All these detailed questions. But then when he launched his brand, he met all those expectations. Whether it was the consumer talking about the yellow color, the no bruises, no torn skin, or the distributor saying, well, I need a sturdy box, one that won't crush. I need plenty of ice coverage. I'd like different colored labels for the different parts. Whatever it was, he met it.
So really, it's a great story of listening to your customers and potential customers in depth and asking them real questions.
Absolutely. And it changes over time. So we've evolved. So when I started back in 1980, we sold mostly whole chickens. Today, we sell very few whole chickens. Everything gets deboned now. We sell boneless chicken breasts, boneless thighs, and we've evolved. Today, we grow 100% of our chickens with no antibiotics ever. That wasn't on our radar screen 50 years ago, but it's very important today.
Now, you probably met Frank Purdue, then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so when you did, what types of advice did you get from Frank Purdue? Was it about research, about quality? What were the things that he said to you that really resonated with you?
Well, you know, I'll tell you a story. In preparing for our 100th anniversary that's coming up in 2 years, a person was going through some old memorabilia, and they found a note that Frank wrote me in 1992 when I became VP of Quality Assurance for the company. And that note to me said, Randy, you're going to be a leader in this company. Whatever you do, surround yourself with the very best people. That was the key piece of advice Frank gave me.
Jeez, and look at that. You followed it. And when you saw that, do you remember getting that, actually?
Well, you know, I spent a lot of time with Frank, especially in the 90s when I was VP of Quality, because at that point he'd turned the company over to Jim.
Mm-hmm.
So Frank had some free time. So he would travel with me to the plants as I would visit to do inspections. And he was also, though, he knew he was lending me credibility because here comes Randy and Frank is with him. So Randy must have Frank's ear.
So what's really the key to top quality in the chicken business? And I know you've made your name brand through that, and you had the really interesting job of becoming vice president of quality. What's the line where, you know, there must be so much gray area? How do you know when it's quality, when it's good, when it's perfect?
It's really about meeting expectations, understanding what people want, and meeting those expectations. I think it's that simple.
So that's the same thing that Frank did with the butchers in New York City, but you would now do that with quality.
That's right.
So would you interview any people and ask them about quality?
You know, we have a consumer interaction process. So, for example, every month, executives come together and we listen to recorded messages from consumers expressing concerns about a quality issue. But we listen. The people who make the product are on the phone listening. So we have constant feedback from consumers.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Randy Day, who is the CEO of Purdue Farms. And when we talk about Purdue Farms, this is one of the largest privately held, family-owned, third-generation businesses. How do you find that's different than when you speak with your friends who are CEOs of publicly traded companies?
Well, first of all, I've never worked anywhere else. I've been there 38 years, so this is all I really know. So I really don't have a basis of comparison.
38 years working here, 39 years married to your wife. That's pretty good. You're a solid citizen there.
I'm pretty steady. Yeah. Now I forgot your question.
Oh, well, I just want to know about when you go in a company that's privately held, publicly held, are there any specific things about a family business that you think CEOs from public companies could learn from?
We have a strong foundation. When you look at our values, which really is the foundation of our company, quality, integrity, teamwork, and stewardship, those are the building blocks. And we review them, we talk about them. A week doesn't go by, we don't have a conversation about our values. In fact, when we look to bring new executives into the company, one of the key things we try to do is match them up against those values to see if they'll fit.
Now, that's interesting, but give me an example. How do you actually do that? Everyone's looking to hire the best executives, and you're talking about you're hiring them based on your four fundamental cornerstone values. How do you do that in an interview?
Well, you know, we actually give people a test, the Berkman, and we have a basis of comparison. We know people who fit our values, what their scores look like, and we can match them up. So there's a bit of science to it. And then it's just a conversation. You know, teamwork is one of the most critical values, and it's one where people often get tripped up. And especially in the executive ranks, where folks tend to be strong individuals and look to their own success as opposed to the success of the team or the business. So the analogy I'd like to use is I ask people, do you want to be on the Super Bowl winning team, or do you want to go to the Pro Bowl?
Wow, that's great.
So, Super Bowl is the winning team, not the winning individuals. The Pro Bowl is for those who came in second, and they get some individual recognition. But by the way, very few people watch the Pro Bowl.
Absolutely. So, let's say you get someone who's super talented, and, you know, this is a person who's a guru in quality, and quality is obviously a bedrock of your enterprise, but they don't have the values. What will you do then? Will you hire them or not?
No, we will not.
You will not?
No.
How about the board? Any advice on keeping the values going throughout the board?
Well, from a board standpoint, we do operate like a public company. We have five outside board members. We have three family members on the board. And then there's myself. And the outside board members, they're asked to behave as though it's a public company. And they vote, and even though it's a family-owned company completely, they treat us like we're a public company.
And how do you instill those values throughout your 20,000 people? That's a lot of people.
Well, that's a challenge. That's a challenge. But we talk about them all the time. We practice what we preach. And the message travels out, and we're constantly reinforcing it. For example, in a couple of weeks, I will start traveling around the country doing a state of the business. And we will have about 24 state of the business meetings all across the country at operations talking to our folks, and we will reinforce those values.
And to you, is there any one value that's at the center that feeds the other values?
Oh,
I know that's a tough question.
Yeah, they're all important, but integrity probably is top of mind with me. I have to be surrounded by people I can trust, that I can count on, no matter what.
Absolutely. And there you have it. We're about to take a break. When we come back with Randy Day, we're going to talk about other ideas like diversity and inclusion. We're going to talk about innovation and how you make a product the top product. Back in a few.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Randy Day, who is the CEO of Purdue Farms. So I know you've been very involved and passionate about diversity and inclusion in your business. Talk about what you're doing, the challenges you face, and how you make that work in your business.
You know, my personal motivation is when I go visit our operations and I look at the diversity in our company, then when I come back to the corporate office and I look at the people sitting around the table, almost everybody looks like me. The diversity in our business, the diversity in our customer base is not reflected in our leadership. That's pretty typical of a lot of agriculture in this country. So I found there's a need to have our leadership understand our people, our marketplace, and I think we need greater diversity in order to garner that understanding.
And I know one thing you have when you talk about galvanizing everyone is a vision that to me is a pretty, I don't know if it's audacious or something, but it's a pretty bold vision about it's being the top company in agriculture. Talk about that, how that emerged and what you're trying to accomplish with that.
Well, our vision is to be the most trusted name in premium proteins. That's our space. You know, we're only 7% of U.S. chicken production. So we're not feeding the world. But we are a fairly large company, and we want to be the most trusted name. And we gain that trust through quality, through a safe product, through taking care of our associates. You know, organic's a big part of what we do. We're the largest organic chicken producer in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an interesting situation with organic. Organic foods in this country are growing at about 12 times faster than the conventional food. But chicken is not growing. And the reason chicken is not growing that fast is because it's too expensive. People can't afford it. It's 3 to 4 times more expensive than conventional chicken. And I'll tell you a story. My daughter came to me one day and she said, "Dad, I would love to feed Austin, my grandson, organic, but I can't afford it." And I thought, now here we are, the largest organic chicken producer in the country, and my own daughter's saying, "Dad, your stuff's too expensive." So we're on a mission to make organic chicken more affordable so that more people can buy it. Food that's really good for you shouldn't be priced so that nobody can buy it.
So you're on a mission, but how realistically can you accomplish a mission like that?
I think it's a question of how far along that path can we get. Not will we get all the way to conventional pricing. That's not likely. But can we get closer that so that every step we take in that direction, more people will be able to afford organic? And that's the journey we're on.
While you're talking organic, let's talk about innovation. I'm wondering, how much can you innovate? I know you used to sell whole chickens, now you're selling in parts. What type of thinking goes into the innovation at Purdue Farms?
You know, the traditional kind of innovation you would think of is purely product. Let's make a gluten-free breaded chicken item. Let's make a whole wheat breaded chicken tender. But there's another kind of innovation. So, we raise all of our chickens with no antibiotics ever.
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago, that wasn't the case. We made the decision we were going to go down that path. That meant we had to change how we raise chickens. We had to go into the hatcheries and change how we're managing the eggs, the breeder operations, the farms, so that we don't need antibiotics. It's not just about taking them away. It's about changing how you grow the animals so that you don't need to use antibiotics. And that's an important concern for a lot of our consumers. Another example, animal care. You know, we had a situation a few years ago where there was a couple undercover videos. And people highlighted some mistreatment of animals on a farm, a family farm growing chickens for us. And in the discussion, how will we deal with this? The media will call. What are we going to say? One of our executives said, "Did we know this was happening?" I said, "No, we didn't know." He said, "Then why don't we call that group up and tell them thank you for making us aware?" So I said, "Okay, I will not call them. You will call them." And he did. And it was kind of an epiphany for us, because we began a dialogue with these groups that normally you would never, in our business, you wouldn't talk to. But we began to talk to them. And we realized about 95% of what they thought we should be doing were things that we did or were planning to do. So there was so much agreement in how we raise animals. And we continue to work together. In fact, this summer, we will have our third Animal Care Summit in Salisbury, Maryland. And we'll be bringing these animal rights groups together, academia, customers, farmers, and we'll just be exploring the subject of animal care together.
And it sounds like at the core of everything is the concept of dialogue. That's what started Frank Perdue and research. That's what you're doing when there are challenges as well.
Absolutely. And I think I fit in this company because I'm a collaborative leader. I like to talk to people. I'd like to ask everybody to tell me what's on their mind. So when we're dealing with an issue and we're sitting in a room, I want everybody to tell me what their position is. And I always tell them, don't leave this room and go outside and talk about this issue. Talk about it here and now, right now. Let's get all this on the table. I'll make a decision in the end, but I want to hear what everybody has to say.
I could tell already Randy Day is about truth. He's about integrity, about doing the right thing, about having the top quality. Those are the cores for you, really. Yeah. Talk about what the Perdue brand really means to you. Coming in that your last name is not Perdue, it's Day. But what is the brand really about? The essence of it, what it would never capitulate on.
The brand is about trust. We want to be that brand that consumers can trust, that they have confidence that that is a good and wonderful product to feed to their family, to their children, to their grandchildren. We want to be that brand. Now, we offer a choice as well. We want to give people what it is they want. We don't say organic's important to us, but all our chickens aren't organic, because not everybody chooses that. All of our chickens are no antibiotics ever, and we've made that decision. That's the path we want to go down. We have some non-GMO fed birds, non-genetically modified organisms. We have a variety of products, but we want people to be able to trust us. That's the most important thing.
And the future, you're about to celebrate the 100th birthday.
That's right. 1920, the company was founded. Frank Perdue was born. It's going to be a great celebration in 2020.
And there you have it. We've been speaking with Randy Day, the CEO of Perdue Farms. Remember, listen and ask questions to people.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.